You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 904, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll get some Astros talk in here. But Oxbig's been waiting for a while. He wants to talk about... this will be interesting. You got a Browns Super Bowl bet, Oxbig?
Yeah. Speaking of the Indians, if I was betting on the Super Bowl for odds to bet in, say, Las Vegas, would you bet on that to be the win if a triple and the dunking one? Would you bet on them if they didn't know that you were betting on them? How would that work if Mike Oxbig bet on it without knowing? Would they know? I didn't know if you knew or if they knew or how that would work if you bet and you didn't win.
Hmm.
How would you collect the
$1 million?
What if you bet that? Would you know? Let us know. Let us know, please.
I don't know. I don't know if I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Doctor Evil strikes one again.
Million.
You know how you know Mike Oxbig? Really?
Also, that's what I asked. I said his name's Oxbig,
and he's from Cleveland, he's from Ohio. I know, so he's always coming with the Brown stuff. That's how you know that they're. But Mike Oxbig and the Browns bet. How's that work? Is it a bid? Is it a 50, is it make a $50 bid or a bad bet?
Well, how does that work?
Bet. Oh, Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil.
Has he called Charlie lately?
By the way, somebody sent me his actual moat call.
The moat for
where he asked
Tom Tynan
how to
build
if he could come out and build a moat for him. And Tom Tynan said, "Yeah, I don't get that often, but yeah." He goes, "Yeah, well, he hit with a drawbridge." Like, he wanted a drawbridge. If you have a moat, you have a drawbridge also. But what are your thoughts on the track and field sprinter? Look, I'm against track and field athletes running with positive drug tests and doping tests. I'm against that. You cannot have an advantage going into the Olympics. We've seen it with Ben Johnson, all these other people who are training and working hard to be the best they can be, and you rob them of their glory like a Ben Johnson does, or like some of the sprinters from Jamaica did, the female sprinters who are running times that were literally like 2 seconds faster than they had the last Olympics. That's, you can't do that. We have got to eliminate that. But U.S. Olympic sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson, it looks like she's going to miss the Olympic Games as her Olympic trial performance was disqualified because she tested positive. And that's, you never want that to happen. We've got to get rid of the cheaters and these performance-enhancing drugs out of sports. Except if you keep on reading, she tested positive for a banned substance. Do you know what that substance was, John?
Weed.
Cannabis. So, hold up. She's disqualified for a banned substance, which is cannabis. But I don't consider that a performance-enhancing drug. I've never heard of people saying, you know
and
what?
It's legal,
I
got to
smoke so you can get really fast. Because if I really smoke out, watch how fast I'm going to be, said nobody ever. I'm not sure that's the failed drug test that's going to keep you out of the Olympics. Do you think they come back and try to right the ship on that one?
Well, they've given her a month ban. So she would be able to participate up in the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
She got a month.
So they have altered it.
Yeah, that came down this
morning. Originally, it was thought that she was going to miss the Olympics.
Yeah, that came down this morning. She got a month.
This guy, Puerto Rock, this guy on Twitter says, but damn, you trained so hard, you really didn't think, nah, let me chill and stay smoke-free for the next few months while I put in this work? Like, you didn't want to just And then this is where people are like, you don't know her state of mind. It may help her alleviate this, that, and the other. But yeah I'm kind of like.
She said she turned to it after her mother's death. So she's been doing it for a little bit at least. It looks like the schedule is set up where she won't be able to compete in the 100 meters, but she will be able to compete in the relays. Thanks to Cam for looking that up, our intern here. But so she will miss the premier race just because of how the schedules line up.
Okay,
good.
Yeah, good for her. Good for her. 703-780-3776. Our Astros won. Altuve, Grand Slam. Fromber started. Oh, what a tough start it was to it, and yet he was able to pull through. Yordan homers, Brantley homers, Altuve grand slam. It was a nice night, a nice little turnaround for the club. Miles Straw played a nice center field as well, getting the job done. So ended the streak. But, you know, when you're not playing – you know, juggernauts like the Tigers and the Orioles, you can probably pick up a couple of wins. The Indians fans, and Del, do you have the, we got it tweeted to us, the Indians announcer. The Indians announcer, it's on your Twitter feed. The Indians announcer talking about the Astros cheating.
He was so sanctimonious. Would you rather hear, that guy or the sermon that we're going to hear in just a second?
Well, we're going to have the sermon on the other side. Because it's important. It's important for women. This is something that you should call your wife. You should call your girlfriend. You should call and say, you need to listen to 97.5.
Okay.
Because apparently God has spoken to this preacher.
Del, can you rehash the one guy who talked about.
Oh, yeah. Of the weight.
The divorce thing and wait. Can you just
remember that guy?
I want to compare these two guys. I want to compare their approaches on the pulpit.
Remember the guy that said that she needed to put down the sandwiches.
Yeah, I want to see who did it best.
He said something about how wedding cake was.
Yeah.
I forgot what he said.
But. That was that guy. Well, this is quite similar. So you need to call your wife or your girlfriend or whomever or your significant other and tell them to listen. Because they're going to get some information here about how to act if they didn't already know. The Indians announcer was talking about the Astros cheating in 2018. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, it's already a loud boo for Jose Altuve, who comes to home plate. Of course, the Indians fans haven't had a chance to let the Astros know about how they cheated their way to a World Series title and cheated their way to a division series win over the Indians back in 2018. So the Astros, though, are used to this. They're getting it all season long.
And how'd 7-2 take taste?
Well,
I mean,
you keep up with your boo, and then take this grand slam.
Yeah.
Here, can I offer you a grand slam? Keep up with this booing.
Keep
and
that
watch
same
what
energy on a grand slam.
Was there booing at Minute Maid Park for the Astros when the Orioles swept them? No.
Well, maybe some Astros fans booed.
There's no booing. Everything went fine. Not like that. If you boo the Astros, get ready to catch a grand slam. Get ready to catch three home runs. Yeah. That's all I'm telling you. No. Get ready to catch these. You know, take these home runs with you if you want to boo the Astros.
Lance, I don't know if you heard the White Sox saying there's still something very fishy going on with this team. They're still cheating because they were hitting White Sox pitching.
Don't the White Sox, after what happened with the Tigers and the back half of the and the whole Baltimore series, got to feel like, man, we just sucked those days because Baltimore went in there and swept them and shut them down. I guess we just stink when we play the Astros because there's nothing you can say, White Sox, about. Oh, it looks a little weird when the Orioles come in here and they put the Astros to the sword. Nothing you can say.
Hold on one second. Getting back to now, how long is her suspension? Shikari Richardson?
A month.
Okay. This says that the 30-day suspension means she would not be able to compete in the 100 meters in Tokyo.
That's what I said.
Okay, but she can compete in the 4x100.
She will be available for the relay.
So that is. Well, that's not my question. Is there is there going to – I don't think – because Michael Phelps was also suspended, and his was like 6 months, I don't think they're going to take this away. I think they're going to force her to live with the suspension.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, get your significant others listening because they're going to get some information here, okay? Make sure that your wives, your girlfriends, they're listening. Mom, maybe mom should listen because they're going to find out how to act next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 917 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Still ahead, we're going to give away a barbecue pack from Pete's Fine Meats. Michael's given us a couple chickens, a rack of ribs, and a whole brisket. He'll trim it all for you. He'll cut the chicken for you. He'll do it all. So all you got to do is keep on listening, and we'll tell you how you can win it. Still ahead right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, this is something, this is important. I don't know that this is, we could call this a public service announcement, but this is a preacher from, where is he from? Do you know?
I have no idea. I just know D.L. Hughley said, cue the apology in 3, 2, 1. And I don't know where this guy is from. I have no idea where this guy's from.
So he is, well, he's got himself a following. It's got to be somewhere in the South.
People find these things. Could be. I don't know that he has a big Southern accent. Now, we told you about, there's another.
Mm-hmm. We've heard that one before.
We've heard that guy, like, the number one thing that shuts down marriages is wedding cake or whatever he said. If you keep yourself looking good, your husband will stay with you.
Yeah, that's the number one thing that leads to divorce is
wedding cake.
Opening your mouth and inserting food. So, anyway, I'd like, if after you hear this, you would like to call in and comment. And whether or not you will have to decide whether you agree or disagree with this preacher. Do we even know his, did you get his name?
This preacher?
No.
No.
It's
real.
It's real.
Oh, yeah, it's real. It's 100% real. You can tell by watching the video. It's real. It's being streamed.
All right. So ladies, have at it.
It's an ungodly attribute. It's an ungodly characteristic. Women are not supposed to be loud. You know who's going to love this sermon? All the women that are not loud and stubborn. Because they're not going around blowing off their mouth and making it known how they feel all the time. And they get really frustrated by all the women that are. Men are supposed to be loud. They're supposed to be strong. They're supposed to be fighters. But you just think women aren't supposed to be like that. Women are supposed to be feminine. Okay, and the opposite's true. Men aren't supposed to be feminine. They're not supposed to be little quiet, docile, little soft soap, skinny jean wearing, pink tea, lemonade drinking. I mean, whatever you want to call it. Loud and stubborn women are ungodly. It's an ungodly attribute. It's an ungodly.
There it is. Character. Loud women are ungodly.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Yeah. So where are we on this?
Why did lemonade catch it like that?
I like lemonade.
You can't drink lemonade.
Wait, don't wear jeans?
I don't wear skinny
some
jeans.
Of that sounded like, he just said
some of that sounded
wearing.
Like it could have been Raheel back in 2017.
Where's Raheel on this?
Lemonade, skinny jeans, pink lemonade, pink t-shirts. Jeans. Yeah.
Well, maybe he was talking to Raheel. I mean, his name is
But
Raheel.
Why did lemonade catch it? You can't. Like lemonade makes you
can't drink pink lemonade?
He just said lemonade and pink t-shirt.
Oh, okay. Taraji P. Henson, famous actress. You would recognize if you don't know the name.
Hustle and Flow.
She comments and says, wonder if he takes eggplant. And there's four eggplant emojis.
Wonder if he what?
Takes eggplant.
Wonder if he takes eggplant.
You know, there's sometime he's going to come. It's going to something. There's going to be some scandal with this dude. There's going to be he can't be more.
We're going to find out. Yeah. We're going to find out. Like he followed the Liberty University plan where his wife's with the pool boy and he's sitting watching.
Yeah, yeah. All of the Twitter detectives are on this case right now. They're all on the case doing all their paying whatever money needs to be paid for the, you know, stuff you can buy online, the different to get his phone number, address. All the deep dive is going in from Twitter. They'll find it.
So do we have, is there any chance you got the other guy too?
Yeah, I got part of him. I had to search it. I got one comment that I love.
Who's going to be more in trouble?
What the hell? I love lemonade.
Lemonade was thrown in with skinny jeans and pink t-shirts and ungodly women and lemonade. Like,
what?
Why we gotta lemonade? Take the shot of lemonade? You ain't got to do that.
So
what if we drink it? What if it's like what's the one that's sugar free lemonade?
Sunny Delight.
No, not Sunny Delight. The sugar free lemonade that you can get the little packets. Yeah. You can put it in water.
What's it called? Crystal Light.
Yeah, is Crystal Light on there? If it's sugar free,
I think that's what he's talking about.
Pastor.
Crystal Light.
If there's no sugar in it, am I still a punk? Are you calling me?
Actually,
I still soft?
I was talking about Crystal Light, Lance.
Yeah, wow.
So now this is the newest iteration of this same type of sermon.
This is picked up.
Yeah.
Theme.
Yeah.
I found we'll play a couple clips from this pastor, but I found one I don't think you've heard before that you can listen to.
Oh, nice.
If I was a woman, I'd want to be beautiful. I think that's what every woman desires to be, is to be beautiful. I wouldn't want to just be beautiful. I'd want to be hot. You know, that's what I'd want to be. So let me ask you this. I've been wondering this for years. If beautiful women from the South are called Southern Belles, does that mean beautiful women from Mexico are called Taco Bells? I mean, is that
what?
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
You know what I'm saying? Get loose with that one, Dell. I don't remember that.
That's why I played it.
That country had not been
Taco
heard from.
Taco Bell.
That's why I played it. I knew you hadn't heard that.
Southern Bell, Taco Bell. This guy's been working on new material and I didn't even know. New offensive material.
That's not Jack.
He was, you know
no,
what?
No, it's not Jack.
Okay.
But he had the ability, with the pandemic, he was probably working on new stuff.
Listen.
What else?
With his belt buckles and his Southern, and his New England accent. It ain't far.
You think Jack could have made that joke? He did the crip walk thing.
He did the crip walk.
Let's listen to it again and see if we can find Jack in part of this.
So let me ask you this. I've wondered this for years. If beautiful women from the South are called Southern Belles, does that mean beautiful women from Mexico are called Taco Bells? I mean, is that?
He got a bigger laugh.
Huge laugh. Yeah. What's bigger laugh?
One
that
two
or Bill O'Brien?
You know what I'm saying? He got the same style as Jack.
Hold on.
He does.
What was a bigger laugh? Bill O'Brien saying that this is a football, that the Astros don't matter or whatever, that only the Texans matter, and a whole breakfast or luncheon or whatever it was started laughing when he was trying to be serious, or this guy saying Taco Bells and Southern Bells? It was pretty close between the two of them. Yeah, that guy, that's a thing now.
That's interesting.
That's a thing now.
Now, what about the wedding cake guy?
That's same the same guy. Go. Taco Bell's is the same
Taco
guy.
Taco Bell is the
that's
same
guy. That's why he played it.
That's
the same
his greatest
guy.
Hits.
I just
we never heard his.
That's what we were just bigger, saying. He came out with new material.
Holy crap. Oh, I thought that was a different guy.
No.
Holy crap. He doubled down.
I don't know the timeline, but you're talking about guys searching for the first pastor we played. Someone, once they saw that first clip, was like, let me dig in on this guy. And he had the Taco Bell thing.
Holy crap. That is, wow. He's all in. He's all in on insulting women. We haven't heard from one. I'd like to hear a woman's point of view on this and whether or not, you know, pink lemonade and skinny jeans, are you, and should you be quiet and reserved as opposed to loud because that's ungodly?
Are you an ungodly woman if you have an opinion?
Well, if you're loud.
What does he consider loud?
You know, like talking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are you ungodly if you talk?
Yeah.
If I am talking...
If you're saying things he doesn't like...
Mm-hmm. If I'm talking and I give you an opinion and you decide you want a different opinion, does that make you ungodly?
If you're loud about
it. If you're loud, yeah.
Yeah, if you're
loud
about
it. But if your opinion differs from mine, does that make you ungodly as a woman?
He told you what the rule is.
Man, I want to tell you something.
Loud women are ungodly, he said.
My mom is... Wow.
Ungodly?
She was the loudest woman
was
I know.
Loud. Like Tony Soprano's mom loud?
Like what? Way worse.
Way worse?
Way worse.
Was your dad quiet?
Yes.
Oh, because you can't have both.
No.
So he was drinking lemonade all the time, apparently.
Well, no, he was drinking Canadian Club all the time.
I'm just going by what this preacher told me.
You knew the specific drink.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. My dad was an enthusiast. Anyway. Anyway. Yeah, I feel bad for mom. I hope she can get to heaven someday. Oh, gosh. Anyway, so that, just so we just want to make sure everybody's informed.
I'm going to have Maddie start praying for us so we can try to lift her up because I didn't know that she was caught there because of how loud she was and ungodly she was.
I didn't know either until now. That's a shame. I feel bad for my mom. It's 928 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here, 713-780-3776. We still haven't, there's still stories we haven't. How about that the Texans may not be the most dysfunctional NFL team? How about that? They may not be. We'll tell you why on the other side.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Still ahead, we're giving away that barbecue package from Peace Fine Meats on Richmond near Chimney Rock. If you haven't gone over there and seen and gotten your meat over there, it is spectacular. Michael is just spectacular. So the Washington football team was fined $10 million by the NFL because of the team's workplace culture. There was all kinds of sexual harassment, all kinds of racial overtones, all kinds of just human resource violations that took place. No clear order of chain of command.
It was a bunch of stuff. It would be considered lack of institutional control, and you would have definitely caught a long, like a 3-year, not suspension, but what is it in college?
You would have caught a 3-year probation.
Probation. Or, yeah, 3-year probation.
So former employees, 40 are suing the team.
Only 40?
Yeah. Lisa Banks and Deborah Katz, who represent 40 former employees, said in a statement that the NFL chose to protect owner Dan Snyder and said the fine amounted to pocket change. They had wanted the report to be made public. But attorney Beth Wilkinson, who conducted the investigation, orally submitted her findings and recommendations to the league. This is truly outrageous and is a slap in the face to the hundreds of women and former employees who came forward in good faith and at great personal risk to report a culture of abuse at all levels of the team, including Dan Snyder himself. The NFL has effectively told survivors in this country and around the world that it does not care about them or credit their experiences. Female fans and fans of goodwill everywhere, take note. Dan Snyder... He had to put, I think this is his daughter, right? Tanya Snyder. She was named team's co-CEO this week.
Turns out it's his wife.
Oh, it's his wife? Well, what the hell? He still runs the team. I mean, it's just, her husband, Dan Snyder, will focus on a new stadium plan and other matters while she attends league functions for the next several months. Whatever. He's still running the team. This is like Bud Selig giving it to his daughter and saying, oh, no, I'm commissioner now. I have nothing to do with the team. Yeah, are you kidding? Really? Your daughter owns the team, the Brewers now? And now they're in the National League and the Astros in it? Never mind. Anyway, so, but this, it really is a slap on the wrist. $10 million for an NFL team? Now, you know what? He's going to have to cut back on a couple of assistants in the front office. Now people are just going to have to work harder. That's all. Because he's got, because he lost $10 million. The place is a mess. Worst organization, Texans or Redskins or football team?
I kind of think you have to.
I mean, it's all long. Dan Snyder, since he's taken over,
run?
Has been crap.
No one, they haven't been all that successful. Worst run would have to be, name the Texans all the losses.
They got to the playoffs with a 7-9 record.
Who, the Redskins?
The football team last year.
Football team, yeah. FT.
WFT. Yeah.
No. Worst run? No, if you're objectively honest about it, Washington.
Washington. And yeah, that's saying something.
They've had major incidents. Remember when Tony Wiley used to get into it with entire newspapers? And it's been a mess over there.
Well, he's... listen, Cal, but Dan Snyder is... He's got a long. This is a long, protracted run of horribleness.
Yeah.
And now, and especially in a workplace that is toxic, on top of everything, on top of your poor football decisions, there's a toxicity that is rivaled by none. A $10 million fine for this organization.
Dustin's got a good point. If you disband them and then you spread out their talent amongst, let's say, like the bottom three teams in the league, you know, that would be the fair thing. You don't want to hurt those guys. Like, we get Chase Young.
And
then somebody else goes somewhere. Then somebody else can have Terry McLaurin. Somebody else has. And then we get Jamin Davis also. Their linebacker they drafted this year from Kentucky in the first. We're getting better as an organization. The Texans are better. If we can disband Washington and spread their players around, I would go so far as to say probably 16 of their starters could start for the Texans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but obviously we have to share their players with two other teams. But, yeah, I think if we could get Chase Young.
We'll have a draft of the WFT?
Yeah, absolutely. And start picking players off of there, that could be... we could be in pretty good shape if we can add the best players from another team. The Texans would have a chance to maybe compete for second in the division, maybe third. You know what? Actually, the Texans would be the favorite to finish third, not fourth.
Yeah, not fourth.
If we had Chase Young, Terry McLaurin, Brandon, not Streif, but, their guard from Iowa, tackle turn guard. If we could take some of their best players, I'm almost positive this team could go 9-8.
No, not 9-8.
Yeah, if we took.
We get Fitzmagic too?
Hold on a second. Well, I mean, it depends on how the draft goes. But if you had, you don't think you could, if you took one of their top receiver, their top defensive end and Chase Young, and their top offensive lineman, yeah, you could definitely be better. Maybe not 9 wins. That's too much.
Not 9 wins better. Come on. They only won 7 games last year. How the hell are you?
In a bad division.
A 4-win team. Yeah.
In a bad division.
In a horrible division.
8-9?
But
look who their quarterbacks were. Alex Smith played.
You have so much faith in Tyrod. If he was the starter, who wins a battle?
If he would have been stabbed in the heart by the Chargers, I'd feel better.
We told you it was a lung, not a heart. So who wins the quarterback battle, Fitz or Tyrod?
Fitz.
Fitz. Fitzmagic wins it.
So you're guaranteeing not making the playoffs then?
Yeah.
Yeah, because his whole career, he's never made the playoffs. Jay Crowder can't do anything but make playoffs.
The finals even now.
Yeah. I mean, Jay Crowder, every year he's been in the league, you know he's in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. And he's gone to multiple teams. Jay Crowder, where Jay Crowder goes, that team becomes invincible. And Fitzpatrick, wherever he goes, you can almost guarantee yourself that you're going to have some really surprising wins and not make the playoffs.
They're very vincible.
Yeah.
They tend to be vincible.
You could get Jonathan Allen. You could get Antonio.
Oh, their roster.
Antonio
Go look at their
Gibson.
Defense.
You could get. Yeah. How, do you think Antonio
Montez
Gibson could start?
Sweat.
Yeah.
No, their roster is so much better than the Texans. It's a joke.
Mm-hmm. No, Terry McLaurin, I'm in. Oh, Lamar Miller is still alive. He's with them.
Ooh, that's gross.
Yeah, no, I don't want that.
Ooh, David, yeah, that's gross.
Let the Jags take him.
That's Curtis gross. Curtis Samuel. Now, Eric Flowers. Gross.
He's back with the...
Brandon Scherff, that's who I was thinking of.
Logan Thomas, tight end.
We'll okay, their offensive line is gross. I want Brandon Scherff, and that's it. The rest of them, I think the Texans. Chase Roullier, their center. But Charles Leno, Eric Flowers, disgusting. Just, Logan Thomas.
What? I mean, these are some adjectives for football players.
Yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, better than ours. Antonio Gibson, I mean, he's young.
Better
he's
than got, anything the Texans
no,
have.
No, has based on what?
Come on. You got to
no,
be kidding
on what?
Me.
No. Is he better than, is he better? Now, I would take his long-term potential, absolutely. But based on last year, is he better than Mark Ingram?
Yes. Yes, I'll take him over all of
now.
All
I'm
of
using
the
Mark Ingram's you know history.
Yes, I'll take him over all.
What did
all
what did Antonio Gibson end up doing last year? Maybe he's better than I thought. Okay, 795 yards rushing, 11 touchdowns. Yeah. All right, you win.
Put some respect.
Yeah, that's okay.
Way better.
He's better. Too.
What about the cornerback?
Chase Young, Daron Payne, Jonathan Allen, Montez Sweat.
William.
That's their front.
William Jackson, Kendall Fuller, Landon Collins.
Oh my God, they're all first round guys.
Yeah. I'll take them all.
I don't want John Bostic.
Are we
talking?
Maybe
John
this
Bostic. Is even.
John Bostic is the Pat Beverly of football.
John Bostic is like a 5-flat linebacker.
He's a cheap shot.
Yeah, I don't want John Bostic.
You reading off all these names, particularly a lot of these guys were there last year. Should we be talking about how Ron Rivera's. You can't attack Ron Rivera, though. Dude's fighting off cancer. We can't attack him.
You can't.
Well,
no.
I don't think it's Ron Rivera's fault too
is
that they
a,
had
is
Alex
he a junkie?
Smith.
No, we Ron, had the junkie is here.
But oh. Ron Rivera also had they had some injuries, but they didn't have good quarterback play.
I had Taylor Heinicke. I'll take him.
Yeah, you had Heinicke starting and Alex Smith.
Well, he brought over Kyle Allen like he was supposed. He liked them in Carolina, so he brought him over. That's on him.
Well, that's his fault.
That is his fault. There's nothing you can do about
who
that.
Who started the year
but
over there?
Haskins.
They had Haskins there. Yeah, that's what happens when you're bad. But that's one of those teams, because of Fitzpatrick, I really think they are. Fitzpatrick's going to have his first playoff appearance ever.
No, the streak will continue.
Although I have the Cowboys winning the division, but so maybe not. But this defense, now that they added Jamin Davis and they added William Jackson as a free agent.
Sweat and Young.
Man, I don't know. That
Jonathan
front,
Allen?
Daron Payne, Jonathan Allen, Montez Sweat, and Chase Young.
Oh,
that might be as good a defensive line as you're going to see in pro football.
Yes. Yes. I'll take that defensive line probably over.
I mean, I wouldn't take it over Watkins, Lawson. I got to remember all of the
players. Amenihue?
Amenihue and Blacklock. I mean, I don't know that. That's as good as our defensive line. Watkins, Blacklock, Amenihue.
You don't know.
And Lawson.
It's a tough decision for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know which one.
By the way, they were just flip a coin. All those others are first-round picks. Sweat, Payne, Young, all first-round picks. Daron Payne came over from – is he the one that came over? No.
He's
no,
one
he was
of their
drafted
draft
by
pick.
Them. So for 4 straight years, they drafted defensive linemen in the first.
And they
round.
Went.
Guess what? It's pretty good.
And they went out in free agency.
And they hit it
all this offseason and got Jackson Fuller and Collins.
Did Jackson they Fuller Collins and drafted a linebacker. All they're doing is worrying about their defense.
You know what?
You can tell by when you look at their offensive line.
Why can't they win the division?
They
can. Because Ryan Fitzpatrick plays quarterback for them.
Yeah, but Fitzpatrick's not bad. You know how he is, Dale. He's
but
like
he never,
really good.
He never goes to the playoffs though.
Yeah, but Fitzpatrick plays good enough to get to win games, and then he falls back into oh, that's right. This is why he's going to be one of the greatest journeyman quarterbacks of all time who can't win.
Yeah, right.
At the highest level.
That's it.
That's why he's not making. That's why they're not making a playoff.
You can win games, you can't win seasons. Like,
there's some weird thing going on where everyone's in love with national media is in love with Fitzpatrick. Even the Dolphins media was in love with Fitzpatrick.
He's a fun guy, Dale.
He doesn't win. I don't care about fun.
He's a fun guy.
Did you see the sign he had that Antonio Gibson is my friend? Yeah.
Oh, look at him. Look at him. Everyone loves him.
He is cute. He's a fun story.
He's got the beard.
With the beard.
And he wears.
And he did the Conor McGregor thing when he had. When he stretched out
DeSean Jackson's clothes.
That's fun, Dell.
Stretch out my clothes. That's what I would have said.
All right, 944 ESPN 97.5. Lance, American Can.
I know you know the American Can Academy is taking care of you. Carsforkids.org, 713-225-4226. This is what you need to know. This benefits the Houston Can Academies. Very, very important. If you mention ESPN Houston, which is our radio station here, you're going to receive a $50 Visa gift card as a thank you for your donation. Remember this, whether your car is running or not running, the pickup is absolutely free. It's absolutely a tax write-off. People have been benefiting from this for years. They've got some old beat-up car that barely runs, or you know you've got something that you're never going to do anything with the car again. How about getting a tax write-off? Whether you have the title or not, they do the title work for you, including search and transfer. So we're talking about something that's hassle-free. They come pick up the car for you, and you always are going to be able to write off the car and not the kid. This is really, really going to help, and students deserve a second chance at a diploma. Definitely, definitely give those kids a chance to succeed today. www.carsforkids.org, 713-225-4226. Write off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 947 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We haven't talked basketball in quite a while. Chris Paul was a subject. I don't know why this came up. Chris Paul is in the NBA Finals, but Tillman's catching it. Did you see a lot? Was there a lot happening with Twitter on this one, Dell, or is this just a story that just came out of nowhere?
It's mostly if you don't like Tillman, much like the Phil Mickelson story that we talked about, how the guy for whatever reason dug it up again. Now that Chris Paul's in the finals, Tillman said something some people thought was a little flagrant about that contract.
He said it was the worst contract in sports or business history. The worst contract he'd ever seen in business or sports. And that's according to Tim McMahon of ESPN, that Tillman said that. Now, fact of the matter is, Chris Paul has been, he's got some receipts on everybody since he left here. His last year here was maybe his worst, quite possibly his worst year in the league.
This is everything about it. He couldn't get healthy. He got hurt early. He came back. He just wasn't 100%. He just wasn't healthy.
Yeah.
He just wasn't where he needed to be physically. And I think mentally there was some stuff probably brewing behind the scenes, obviously, with he and James beginning to get into it. They did have some things.
No, like, the hands slap.
Remember, we saw some things on the court.
No, yeah, absolutely. No, it was real. And I heard from people in the Rockets organization, it's untenable. The two hate each other. We have to get rid of. And it turned out they got rid of the wrong guy. They got rid of Chris Paul instead of James Harden. And because James Harden left anyway. And
but he definitely wasn't the wrong guy at the time.
It was the only move, trying to get out
from under that contract.
It turns out it was the wrong guy. Because you certainly, like, instead of having John Wall here, which eventually Chris Paul turned into John Wall, and you'd much rather have Chris Paul here teaching Christian Wood and any of the other young players how to play. You can't rewrite history. It was the right move at the time. It was one of the worst trades I've ever seen, though, when you're giving up Chris Paul and all of those draft picks for Russell Westbrook, who Chris Paul outplayed the next year. It's not even arguable. Chris Paul was second team All-NBA.
Are we always going to have an old school guy like Chris Paul? Here's my concern, and it's probably unwarranted. I'm probably overstating this. I am a little concerned. Like, are we seeing the end of the true? Is this the last of the true point? The point god, Chris, the nickname point god, has never been more apropos than right now. Are we seeing the last of the true point guards, the guys who are the captains on the court? Because that's not Trae Young. That's not Steph Curry. They're lead guards. Lead guard meaning a high scorer, a volume shooter, a three-point jacker. But then they get, because the pace is so much quicker, and they can be good, you know, they can be good passers and distributors, high assist totals. James isn't a true point guard.
James
will get you 11 and a half. James led the league in assists.
But yeah.
the true point guard, is Chris the last of the true point guards? Is this the last guy that we're going to see? Because the game has fundamentally changed since Chris came into the league. Are we done seeing the true point guard who runs an offense? Is that over?
Mm.
Just start naming the point guards.
Well,
Dale, can you come up with a single point guard other than Chris Paul who leads? I think he's got us turned off. He's working with
Ben Simmons.
Nope. Who else? Next up.
Jrue Holiday.
Nope. Not point guard.
Name
a point guard.
Yeah, Jrue is their point guard.
He's not a true. He's not a point guard.
Well, the league leaders in assists were Russell Westbrook, Luka Doncic, Dame Lillard, Trae Young, Ben Simmons, Chris Paul, James Harden, Jrue Holiday, Ja Morant, LeBron, Mike Conley.
Mike Conley's old school, too.
Yeah.
Mike Conley would be one of those guys.
Mike Conley.
That's it.
Marcus Smart.
Utah doesn't have it. Memphis doesn't. Ja Morant's not a...
No,
Ja Morant's the lead guard. He has the ball in his hands all the time, which is why he has assists. In terms of the true point guard, and I'm trying to think, maybe I'm missing something. Kyle Lowry still probably fits into that mold. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I didn't hear his name on the list.
He's not even on the list. Yeah, I mean, like Goran Dragic, Dennis Schroeder.
Dennis doesn't run an offense, though.
No.
In terms of running
Rajon
an offense.
Rondo.
See, Dennis,
but he's done.
So, for example, Fred VanVleet used to be considered a point guard. Right now, he's considered a shooting guard. His assist totals, 6.6 and 6.3. He's built like a point guard. I mean, he's 6'1", 200-and-some-odd pounds, but he's considered a shooting guard because he also plays on the same team as he plays on... Oh, we just mentioned him. From Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Kyle Lowry.
Thank you. So Lowry's numbers, right, over the last, like, 3 years. And I feel like Kyle Lowry's an old-school point guard.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not... I mean, he does score. But Kyle Lowry from an assist total, yeah, 7.3, 7.5, 8.7, 6.9. Kyle Lowry is a point guard. He's an old-school point guard the way that we saw it. Mike Conley, too. But I got news for you. Once Chris Paul is gone, the true star point guard, the guy who can run the show and set things up, I'm not sure that's going to be coming back anytime soon. It's going to be about lead guards, guys with the ball in their hands, because they're also the creators, the scorers, and the assist guys. That's what it's turned into.
Malcolm Brogdon is another guy.
So Luka and James are the new version.
Yeah.
Russell at one point was just an explosive point guard who played dumb basketball but could get numbers because he was so explosive. But he was never like the heady, high IQ point guard.
Yeah. I was looking at playoff numbers. Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Trae Young, Chris Paul, Draymond Green led the league in assists. Luka, Jokic. How about Jokic is up there in top 10
well,
assists.
Well, the guys who handle the ball.
They
the
handle
most.
The ball. Yeah. That's right. LeBron and Dame. So, Malcolm Brogdon's a nice little point guard. He's another one that's probably
Ricky
old
Rubio.
School.
You count Ricky Rubio?
Yeah, I guess. Hey, Ben Simmons. You got to count Ben Simmons.
No, Ben Simmons, but we're already talking about if he should play four.
Right.
Are you a true point guard if the talk
well,
is...
Well, yeah, no, but he's facilitate first and shoot last.
Which is a point guard.
Yeah, right.
or at least the old
version. He does it a little bit too much.
The old version of the point guard, for sure.
Yeah. All right, 956 ESPN 97.5. For those who didn't hear, the Bucks won last night, and the Bucks are up 3-2 now over the Atlanta Hawks. We'll see if either of the guys are going to be playing for the rest of this series, Trae Young or Giannis Antetokounmpo. Next game goes back to Atlanta, so we'll see whether or not Atlanta's going to be able to extend this
game. I just
want
one of the stars to come back, just one of them.
I want to see this go seven so that you've got a good chance of a good NBA Finals. So with more time, the longer this series goes, the better chance there is that it'll be a good NBA Finals. So hopefully Atlanta will win this game. You go seven games, and one or both of those guys can come back at some point, or either of those guys could come back at some point. 956 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here, you are more than welcome to do that. I'll tell you what, since you've been listening and you're here and you're still here at 10:15 exactly, 713-780-3776, we're going to give away this barbecue pack from Pete's Fine Meats. 10:15 exactly, as soon as your clock hits 10:15, you give a call to 713-780-3776. And you will win if it's caller number six. Caller number six.
Michael's going to provide you with a lot of meat that you're going to love. You can either cook it for July 4th weekend or later. And once you leave, he also won't say this, like we're saying to Lance.
Bye, bitch.
No, he won't say that to you.
I said he won't.
Michael doesn't do that.
No, I said he won't. And he won't call you this on your way out.
I just sleep dabbed you.
Sleep dab.
He's the worst.
I never even heard of a sleep dab.
He's truly the worst.
He just invented a sleep dab.
Hey, people calling. 10:15.
10:15. It's right now it's 9:57. So you got 18 minutes or less than 18 minutes to wait. Okay? So listen to directions, people. 713-780-3776. How many all-star starters for your Astros? We'll talk about it on the other side.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.